We've got a pretty big weekend in our area coming up, so we'll move over to Pat Pagano and bring him in. Pat, we got about an inch and a half of very wet snow and sleet. That still this morning, if you live in an area like I live where you've got a wood deck or a stone walk or you've got dirt, the ground is frozen, so it could be a little slick out there.
And that will easily change over to nothing today, just plain old rain coming in this afternoon, probably low 40s, and just rain and drizzle tonight. We stay in the upper 30s, so it won't be as cold, and that should eliminate the threat of anything frozen.
Only if people shovel it off their walks. If they don't shovel it off their walks and their decks when that rain hits it, it becomes worse. So people got to get that stuff off their walks and off their decks, because until it gets really warm, it makes it very slippery. Almost, it almost becomes like a skating rink.
Yeah, so, you got it, folks. You heard it from Marshall.
I know from example. Mike, once again, my guy didn't show up at the house. So this morning I'm out there with the shovel at 3:45 in the morning.
How come? I think it's time for a new person.
Well, no, he's a great kid. He's a great, he's just a good guy. He's a real good guy. I just didn't think, you know, probably his walk looked great. And and he just didn't think, you know, well, God, it was only about an inch of snow. Yeah, but, well, anyway, so I'll stop complaining now because it's a big weekend. We have tomorrow from 2 to 5 in West Cornwall. It's the West Cornwall Stroll. Lots of things indoors and outdoors. And then tomorrow and Sunday, all day long from 10 o'clock in the morning into the afternoon, it's the winter weekend in Norfolk. So break down the days for us exactly on Saturday in between, let's say, 9 in the morning and 5, and Sunday from 9 to 5.
Well, tomorrow, no problems. I think it's going to be cloudy. You may even get a break of sun. And it'll be milder, mid-50s. I don't see any rain tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Then on Sunday, rain all day. Which we said yesterday, mid-40s for the high.
Okay, when you say rain all day, a steady heavy rain or just a steady rain?
It looks like a steady rain.
Okay, not a heavy rain, but a steady, just, you know.
It could be heavy.
Okay.
I think we can get a half to 1 inch.
All right.
And then that moves out by tomorrow by Sunday evening. And Monday is a nice sunny day with highs of 50 to 55.
Now, you were also saying, I guess in your printed report, that there might even be a rumble of thunder on Sunday?
Yes, that's a possibility. I didn't put it in the forecast, but it is a possibility as the cold front moves in. I don't think it's going to be widespread, but don't be surprised if you hear that.
All right.
Yeah, and I didn't put that, you know, in the actual text forecast, but it's in the back of my mind. And it looks like the close to February is going to be very quiet. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, all fair days, and actually just cool. So not even cold. And then we'll play March Roulette by the end of next week and the weekend. The models, of course, never going to come into sync with this thing. But again, a very complex weather pattern setting up for late next week and the weekend. So I'm giving you a warning, well in advance warning right now.
Which could lead to mixed precipitation or snow.
Could maybe just all rain, but it could be, you know, just days of it. So I don't know how that's going to evolve and where the major storm is going to be, and if it's going to be offshore, over us, to our north. I'm just not sure. And truthfully, I'm not worried about it. I have to worry about this weekend, getting through this weekend, before I worry about next weekend. And you know, with 30 people coming tomorrow night, my concerns are that the wetness stays away until they all get in here.
And will it?
Yeah, it should, for the most part. Yep.
There you go.
Well, they're all asked to be here at 7. So I say anytime after 7, a drizzle will start developing. And then overnight, it'll be that rain and drizzle and fog junk.
Yeah, well, the fog thing is the thing that that this week, three of the days this week, it was incredibly foggy with me coming into work. I mean, really, really foggy. Each morning.
Yeah, that's pretty common, especially when you get to warm air after cold air, you know.
And well, that's the whole thing, and you're eating, and it's a big snow eater. It's a big snow.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
but that's a good thing, right?
Well, it's a good thing for me. It's a terrible thing for the ski areas. It's like seeing a science fiction movie and having the fog monster move in. And
yeah, really.
There goes your ski season.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, it might come back, though, next week. And, you know, who knows? Big storm, you know?
It's going to be large, and all the models are in agreement. They just don't know where it's going to be and how it's going to, what kind of character it's going to take. So, that is definitely the problem. And, you know, we'll zoom in on that as we go through next week. Anthony J will be on for me on Monday, and I'll be back on Tuesday, and that's what we'll be talking about.
So Anthony,
we'll be talking about that storm. Yeah, Anthony J.
He's going to have his hands full on Monday then. With me, anyway, because I'm going to be pressing him on there at the end of the week.
he's all right that way. He won't be worried about it. He'll just take a stab at it, and he'll say, "Well, hey, you know, Marshall, right now looks like more rain than snow, or doesn't look like snow, or vice versa." So, he very, very laid back approach, which is really good. You can't get paranoid about weather. You know that.
No. You have no control over it. How can you get paranoid about it?
You just don't. You're right. Yep. So so that's it. You know, I look outside right now. I just see it's nice and cloudy. And I have 35 at my house. What do you have?
32.
See? We're all very, very close.
32. Did you watch any of the Olympics?
No.
How about crazy Olympics is this, Pat? The United States women beat Canada in hockey for the gold. First time they beat Canada in 12 years. And the U.S. men's curling team defeated Canada yesterday to get into the gold medal game. The U.S. men's curling team has never been in the gold medal game in curling. How about that? We beat Canada 2 days in a row.
Wow. Well, that is really great, though.
And you know, and Canada's, you know, hey, winter is there. Winter is their summer in sports.
Yeah.
So congratulations to our women's hockey team and to the men's curling team. And we've got the Norfolk Curling Club right here in Norfolk, Connecticut, Pat.
Well, there you go, boy. That is really good. Yeah. So so we're doing very, very well then.
I think we're like in fourth place. But, you know, all those winter-type countries are first, second, and third. But we're in the running. Amazing. Amazing.
Well, I like that.
I have to admit, I haven't watched much of the Olympics. But I am happy when the United States athletes do great in it. I'm not a big watcher of the Olympic Games, but like I said, I want all the athletes to do great in it because it's an amazing thing that they're there, and when they do great, I jump on the bandwagon because. You know, it's just a great thing. I don't watch it. I mean, I watch the ski jumping in the winter, and I watch the bobsled and the luge. And in the summer, what do I watch in the summer? I watch the races, you know, with the dashes and stuff like that. But
right.
That's it for me. That's it for me with the Olympics. That's all I watch. But it's still good to see. And now I have started watching curling because of the Norfolk Curling Club. Locally, so when anything, you know, when any curling event comes up, I always watch it a little bit. So there you go. Who knows? Maybe one of these years, one of the curlers from Norfolk will wind up in the Olympics.
That is really incredible. And why doesn't Mike watch the Olympics?
Oh, I don't know. And you know, he mentions this on the sports, and people get very mad. They get very upset at Mike.
But they do.
Because he dismisses the Olympics. I can't dismiss it, you know. It's because I don't watch a lot of it. I'm not going to dismiss it.
Right.
You know, come on. It's like, this because I don't go to see somebody's movie and they're a great actor or actress, I don't dismiss them as being great actors or actresses.
Yeah. I think it's a wonderful thing. And I think all of those people are just so talented.
And they're out there, you know, especially... The ski jumpers and the losers and the one when you're out there by yourself and you watch got people watching the especially the ice skaters, oh my God, when they fall. If I was skating in front of 20,000 people in a routine in the Olympics and I fell, I think right. I'd crawl off the ice and hide. I couldn't get up and finish. You know what I mean?
I have to agree with you, yeah.
Jeez. Well, you know what from dancing. Let's say you were dancing in a competition.
And you fall, right?
And let's say you fell. Now, you'd get back up, but boy, it's tough.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely embarrassing.
Oh, well. Well, Pat, so we're not going to speak to you till Tuesday.
Yep, it won't be until Tuesday. I'll let you know how it all goes, from now until, I guess, Sunday at 3 o'clock.
And let me know how the bar works out, the new bar.
The bar, yeah, the bar looks great. That should work out fine.
Have you named where the bar is? Is it like Pat's Place?
No.
Come on, you should do that.
No, I'm just going to put my wine tumbler sippy cups out there and make sure that the shakers have it.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure of that. And then there's 11 people staying at a nearby hotel.
Wow.
And then we'll meet Sunday. I think their checkout time is 11. So we'll meet Sunday at 11. And there's a nearby restaurant here called 1776. Very, very antique, it's in a nearby town, and they do a brunch, and we'll all go to brunch.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend, Pat.
Well, thank you, Marshall, and you have a good weekend, and I'll see you Tuesday.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio with a check on our tri-state forecast.